I'm not sure how to interpret that laughter. I'm not talking about, not just a, I don't like someone. Oh. I'm talking about really not liking someone. I mean, you really can't think of anything nice to say about them at all. You really don't want to have them around. And if they are, you know there's going to be some sort of trouble somewhere along the way. That sort of, I mean, really not like somebody. You know, there's all sorts of wars going around at the moment. And even people in one country fighting against people from the same country. And if you ever have been in that situation, and you talk to one group of people in that country, to another group of people, they often have very little nice things to say about the other group of people. They don't like them, they don't trust them, they're different, they do this wrong, they do that wrong. Nothing good can ever come out of that group of people. And it doesn't matter what the country is or what the time is, if you ever talk to people like that, they really can't see anything nice about them. But you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be war. I'm sure all of us have come across situations where there's groups of people who don't like other groups. Maybe we don't like certain other groups of people. And we think, oh, either because we have a previous bad experience, or from what we've observed about them, or some that happened way back in time, or the thing that we think they behave like, or look like, or dress like, and we think, we really don't like them, don't trust them. Well, things were no different in Jesus' day. And in the country that he lived in, there were two groups of people who just couldn't stand each other. They didn't like each other. They couldn't find anything nice things to say about each other. They didn't trust each other. And one day when Jesus was talking, a really nice, good, smart, helpful man came along and said, look, how do I get to have eternal life? And Jesus said, well, you know, what the commandments are. And said, yeah. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, spot on. I couldn't have said it myself. Well done. But this good, nice, smart, helpful person said, but really, who's my neighbor? Is it just the people living next door to me on either side? Or are the people across the street my neighbor as well? Or are the people down the street? How far down the street does neighbor apply? How far do I have to go to show love to be acceptable to God? Well, Jesus, like often did, told a story. And said, look, there's a man who was traveling in a very dangerous place. Imagine Melbourne City on the weekend at night. That sort of dangerous. Or maybe in a pub at 2:30 in the morning where cricketers are. That could be dangerous. Or according to 60 Minutes, public transport in Melbourne. Now, that's really dangerous. Okay, it's some dangerous place. A bunch of crooks catches hold of this guy, beats him up, robs him, and leaves him for half dead on the side of the street. The man cries out, help, 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 help. And finally he's got no more energy left, and he's left there, probably thinking, this is the end of my life. When along comes this really nice religious person. And he was a good man. He went to church regularly, did all his Bible studies, knew his Bible well, went to small group, very important. Helped people in the church all the time. Was a very good church-going person. And he comes across and he sees this man and he goes, well, I really don't know the situation behind how all this happened. Maybe this was this man's own fault. You know, I mean, I really don't want to get involved in somebody else's life, somebody else's decisions, and somebody else's mistakes. So, better to be safe than sorry. I better not get myself involved. And he walks on past. And as Jesus is telling this story, the crowd probably go, oh, fair enough. I probably wouldn't have got involved myself either. It's too dangerous. And you never know. People get what they deserve. So maybe he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, Jesus went on with the story. And in the story, another good religious person came along, a man who cared for his family, did all the right things, looked after his relatives. And he came along and he goes, oh, this man's been really badly hurt. I just don't know who else is hiding around, and I don't want to get hurt myself. I've got to take care of the people that I've got to take care of. And if I start taking care of this man, then I might end up, not helping the people I'm supposed to be taking care of. And so he also walks past. And the crowd go, oh, yeah, probably I would have walked past too. But, you know, is nobody going to help this man? Is this how the story ends? Well, then Jesus says, well, you know the guys that we don't like, the one that everybody hates, that we can say no, nothing about them, nothing good about them? Well, one of those guys comes along. And he comes along and he sees this man in trouble. And he doesn't think, what's he done to deserve it? And he doesn't think, what'll happen to me if I help? He goes, poor guy. And he feels for the man on the side of the street. And he gets off out of his transport. He gives the guy first aid, puts him in his own transport, takes him down to the nearest motel, stays the night with him, looks after him, pays his bills the following day, and tells the guys in charge of the motel, look, I've got to go, but on my way back, I'll stop in, and if there's any extra expenses, I'll take care of it. And the people are shocked. I mean, the good guy, the bad guy, is the hero in the story? Really? I mean, who ever heard of that? Really? And then Jesus asks the good, nice, smart, helpful person, who was the neighbor in this story? And the good, nice, smart, helpful person said, the guy who helped. And Jesus said, spot on. That's all you have to do. If you see somebody in need, wherever that may be, however small or however large that might be, you help them. And you don't just help them the little bit that you can, you help them generously. To love your neighbor means not just taking care of people who are our own, the people like us, or the people that like us, but taking care of people who are different from us, who we may not like, who may not like us, who may do things differently. Whenever we see a need, if we are in a situation to be able to help, that person becomes our neighbor. And no task is too small or too big or too difficult for us to show that we care. And we can do it generously because our God treats all people the same and with great generosity.